You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are speaking with Michelle Fenizio, Chief Revenue Officer and Head of Sales at Founder Made, a company that is dedicated to helping entrepreneurs scale their businesses and to discover the latest products in the CPG space for consumers everywhere. Michelle, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thank you so much. Such a pleasure to be with you.
And really appreciate your time, Michelle. We can't thank you enough for coming out to spend a moment with us. So for starters, tell us, how can startups scale their overall business growth? In other words, how can you double your revenue year over year or year after year as an early stage brand?
One amazing question, first of all, but two, I'll only speak to what we did, what our journey was. Our whole mission is to help entrepreneurs build, but funny enough, we were a startup ourselves. We're a startup helping startups, and at first year, 1,000% growth. From there, we had 200% growth year over year within our business. And what we did up front, early days, we actually had some commission-only salespeople and really took a step back from that whole process and really focused on getting product market fit, which really meant for us hammering out tons of calls, tons of emails, tons of cold outreach to just understand what our customers' needs are. From there, we actually started building out a true sales team. We layered in an SDR function to actually just find the right companies that we could help build value for immediately. But it really was taking the time to sit through hundreds, if not thousands, of calls to better understand where the pain points were, and then layering in that SDR function, which is the sales development rep function, who actually scans entirely the entire internet to find the right brand and do that outreach. So it was really those two things. One, again, doing tons of calls and really listening to the customer, but two, really thinking carefully around who we're prospecting, defining who that was based on the value we could drive, and having those people do the outreach for us, set up tons of calls, and making sure that we could build out that pipeline and get the right brands in and continue doing that over and over. So that was what was super pivotal for us and made the world a difference.
Awesome background right there, and a lot we can learn from the response you just gave. Thanks so much. Now, what are some quality attributes you should be looking for in order to build a successful sales team, and who should you be hiring, and what talent should you be keeping an eye out for?
Another great question. So this is something we're in the process of doing, so extremely timely question, but also something that we've really focused on. So as an early stage company, because, you know, right now we're coming out of that early stage and going into the growth stage. But at the early stages, you're really selling people on the culture, and you want people who are passionate about the mission. For us, again, the mission is to help entrepreneurs build. We focus on the food, wellness, beauty, CBD space. It's really lifestyle driven. And we found, really luckily, people who were absolutely passionate about what we were up to. They had been to events on their own, very early days. So for us up front, when we were looking for those initial sales hires, because there is so much work that goes into the early days of building a company, and you need to have that level of passion, that, you know, and passion, ownership. And for us, we've actually even created an acronym for defining who we're really looking for when we actually look for the right talent. And it's WHO, W-H-O, for W being winning, H being hustle, and O being ownership. And if you have all three of those things, you want to win, you're willing to hustle, and you're willing to take ownership and have that ownership mentality even very early on, even with very little experience, that level of passion, drive, and all those other kind of qualities are what helped us get to that place and build the revenue that we needed to build to get to the next stage. Of course, now we're a little bit later and we're in this process of really looking for, of course, those natural attributes, but also what is this person's ability to lead? Are they culturally a fit? And so some of these are really like basic, but some of the things that we also really look for is, are these people metrics oriented? Are they detail oriented? Do they bring the level of communication, written, verbal? Can we put these people in front of clients and expect them to uphold the company values and culture that we've really bred inside? So those are the things that really have helped us get to the next stage. And it really just takes that passion and heart in it.
Yeah, most certainly, no doubt about that. And speaking of culture, company culture, how can companies build positive work environments to motivate productivity within their teams? Touch on that, if you would.
So this is an amazing question, because this is something that I think even early on, if I can say so myself, our CEO did a great job of. We connected early on just as individuals about, you know, learning, ongoing development, whether that's through listening to things like podcasts, Entrepreneur Podcast Network, right, or TED Talks, or going to seminars. And so what we took was that motivation to continually learn, whether that's inside your work or outside, and also that whole the lifestyle that we are as a brand, which is that healthy, better for you, mission driven. And so we started doing things like weekly or monthly workouts. We have an Audible account that we actually have downloaded tons of books on, and with those books we've actually started a book club with not just our internal sales team, but also even some of the clients in our network. And it's been huge just to build that kind of rapport with our clients and extend that kind of goodwill, and also just extend our overall culture to the people outside of our firm. But inside, workouts, doing things like volunteering. So we've aligned ourselves with some incredible organizations that are alleviating poverty or helping marginalized women, self-advocate. And so as a team, what we did early on is also come together and volunteer, and being there side by side not only bonds the team, but tells the team and even external clients what you stand for, what you're about. And I think in this day and age, that's incredibly motivating. And that's what a lot of millennials and even Gen Z are really looking for, is that authenticity. And that ability to really like step out of your day-to-day and do something larger than you.
Awesome information and most helpful today. We're joined by Michelle Fanizio, the Chief Revenue Officer and Head of Sales at Founder Made, a company that is dedicated to helping entrepreneurs scale their businesses and to discover the latest products in the CPG space for consumers everywhere, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Michelle, what values are important in order for companies to best assess their timelines and find the next big opportunity in business development?
Also, extremely timely question. Right now, we're in the process of looking at tons of opportunities, especially when you're early stage. And what we've done is build a platform. Platform for us means we've built an ecosystem of entrepreneurs, retailers, editors, influencers, investors. So that can take so many different forms. And what you have to really look at is, one, what is the feasibility? Do we have the right resources, staff to really well execute this and bring this to market, whether that's financially or at a talent level? Two, what are the real multiples that we can look at, and how scalable is this opportunity? So as an example, you know, we've looked at things like subscription boxes. We've looked at things like the Media Link model. We've looked at things, certain tech platforms. And there's so many incredible opportunities. But as you know, part of the challenge and joy of entrepreneurship and being early in the journey is figuring out which opportunities to go after and win. And it really does come down to, how scalable is this opportunity? What is the revenue potential? And literally doing an opportunity chart and making that kind of assessment based on what your internal resources are, what your access to capital is, but how quickly you could really flip that switch and get a massive return. And of course, it goes down to the basics, like how easy is this flip, the switch to flip, really, and how quickly could you bring it to market, and what's the real lift that you're willing to put into this?
Michelle, a lot of great information here today. Again, we can't thank you enough for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. In conclusion, tell us before you go, what are some key insights into the consumer product space and what are the general trends specifically within food, beauty, and wellness that are all emerging entrepreneurs should be capitalizing on?
So this, I mean, we talked to, now it's been a couple of years we've been in market. We have talked to hundreds of thousands of companies in the early CPG space. And the big trends that we're seeing is one, CBD, CBD food, edibles, beverages, beauty. There's so much happening in this category. So for those people out there who are not directly in this space, you might be seeing CBD gummies at your local 7-Eleven at this point, but there's such an inflection point happening right now in this CPG category with a lot of categories within it going toward that CBD ingredient because of the natural benefits that really exist there to support things like cancer and anxiety and inflammation. Other things that we've really seen, of course, and this has been going on for a little bit longer, but direct-to-consumer is such a big part of the overarching strategy for CPG brands, and there's a lot of brands that are really looking at D2C and really placing a lot of focus, time, energy on proving that out, which of course is a really great place to start when you're launching your business. How do you gain customer traction? How do you A/B test your product? Dollar Shave Club is a great example of a company that's done an incredible job and really prove out their product online before they started really looking at doing any retail partnerships. But right now, that D2C combination with retail is extremely important. Also looking at things like brand partnerships. Brand partnerships are actually partnership opportunities that you can do with hospitality groups, other D2C brands. So we have an example of a brand that's in the beauty category that is looking to align themselves with larger D2C brands, which is a great way to leverage their reach and give the visibility back to the brands themselves and create that overarching buzz. So to break it down, I mean, some of the big trends, like I said, are CBD across the board. Could not say that enough. Things like scaling your direct-to-consumer business, but leveraging brand partnerships that are in the space to do so. I mean, those are the big areas that we've really seen a ton of growth and could not recommend more in terms of looking ahead and around the corner to think about where to place the most focus.
Again, thanks for all the information shared here today. If listeners, Michelle, wanted to get further information on Founder Made Online, where is the best place that they could gather those details?
www.foundermade.com is our overarching umbrella company, and then www.consumerdiscoveryshow.com is our summit website where you can go and find more information on the upcoming summits and meet the big name CBD, food, beverage, beauty brands that we have the joy of working with.
Michelle, again, thank you so much and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Eric. Take care. Such a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And you are certainly most welcome. We've been speaking with Michelle Fenizio, the Chief Revenue Officer and Head of Sales at Founder Made, a company that is dedicated to helping entrepreneurs scale their businesses and to discover the latest products in the CPG space for consumers everywhere. And for further details, visit foundermade.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.